The idyllic looks of the tropical islands of the Maldives belie a persistently unstable political system plagued by government infighting. Normally filled with tourists, the streets of the capital, Malé, have been the scene of protests, sparked by the refusal of the president to obey a court order to release political dissidents. When the nation's police chief declared he would enforce the ruling, he was fired. The health minister also quit in protest, after the government announced it wouldn't honour the decision. Instead, President Abdullah Yameen declared a state of emergency for 15 days, ordering security forces to occupy the court. He even ordered the arrest of a previous president, who's also his half-brother, Maumoon Abdul Gayoom. Opposition Member of Parliament Ahmed Malouf has told Al Jazeera the situation is dire.
Right now we are in a joint parliamentary group meeting, and this office has been now surrounded by the military and police. So we are really worried. We have reports that, like, after arresting the judges and the former president, there will be more arrests of MPs and also former commissioner of police, and many more other politicians could be arrested tonight. So we are deeply worried and very, very much concerned about all this.
Since taking power in 2013, President Yameen has faced mounting pressure to excuse former President Mohamed Nasheed from a 13-year jail sentence on terrorism charges. Mr. Nasheed was the Maldives' first democratically elected leader until he was forced to stand down amid a police mutiny in 2012. He then lost to President Yameen in a controversial election the following year. His supporters hope he'll be allowed to stand against Mr. Yameen in an upcoming presidential election. Azim Zahir is a PhD candidate at the University of Western Australia and a member of the Maldivian community in Australia. He says the president is desperate to stay in power.
President Yameen has, from the very beginning of his term, increasingly became authoritarian and despotic. But he has always used a veneer of a facade of legitimacy through his legislative majority and the judiciary. But now he has lost the confidence of both these institutions. The only institutions that he has resorted to are the country's military and the police. So he's simply using the factions of the military and the police to effectively hijack both the parliament and the judiciary.
Former President Mohamed Nasheed, who lives in exile in Sri Lanka, says he's ready to take on Mr. Yameen.
We will then investigate other institutions and also move towards a free and fair election. This is election year in the Maldives. I can contest, and I will contest, and we will hopefully win it again.
The unrest comes at peak tourist season, which in 2016 generated some $3 billion Australian dollars for the country of 400,000 people. Speaking to Al Jazeera, spokesman for President Yameen, Ibrahim Hussein Shihab, says life will go on.
Currently we are in a state of emergency, but there are no curfews in place. Daily life will go on as usual. Schools will remain open. Businesses will remain open. Travel within the country, to and from the country, will be unimpeded, and life will go on as usual.
Azim Zahir says the lack of danger demonstrates exactly why this state of emergency declaration is unnecessary. And he says the current problems are due to little more than a grab at power, and urges the international community to take notice.
The current politics is mainly because of a power struggle within the governing party, which is a progressive party of the Maldives, and because of President Yameen's increasingly despotic measures against the country's opposition, political opposition. I think Australia could, in cooperation with other international actors, could increase pressure on the Maldivian government to quickly remove this state of emergency and pressure the government to hold free and fair elections.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.